This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion, Annabelle Thomas. Annabelle brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Joining me in the hot seat today is Rod Schultz, the CEO of Bolster AI, a company that's pioneering how organizations detect, monitor, and eliminate threats outside the traditional boundaries. Rod, welcome to the hot seat.
Annabelle, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so excited for you to be here today. I want to start by setting the stage for our audience. We keep hearing often about how the attack surface is growing, but can you explain what does that really mean in today's digital world? What's changed in how organizations need to think about their exposure?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think traditionally, your typical CISO has focused on a few things. Number one, protecting a boundary that exists between the enterprise and what's inside of the enterprise, as well as inventorying what's inside of the enterprise. So endpoints, monitoring, understanding which services you're using to see where data is going inside of the firewall effectively. What's happening today is the brand is the new attack surface. To make your brand valuable, you have to publish it. Once you publish it, you have zero digital control over it. And if we couple that challenge with the rise in tools that are becoming easily available to attackers to create very sophisticated impersonation attacks that impersonate the brand, lure a customer into interacting with it, and then the attacker steals some form of credentials, some PII, or some credit card information that leads to the destruction of the trust of that brand and then becomes a new attack surface for that brand.
Right. Now, one of the things you mentioned that I want to highlight on is about the traditional, how people traditionally view cybersecurity, right? Like you mentioned, cybersecurity, a lot of people focus on what's inside the network, endpoints, servers, user access, et cetera. Often organizations don't seem to think about the dangers that exist outside that boundary. Can you explain kind of the difference between and why Bolster really believes in that outside-in visibility? Why is that so critical to organizations?
Traditionally, this problem has fallen under the umbrella of fraud. And fraud has been something that was a lot of times someone else's problem. What we've seen is that, you know, in the past, it's been owned by brand and legal because they've tried to express a legal force on top of it through tools or through mechanisms that they understand. These crossover attacks that we're starting to see are very sophisticated. And the criminal enterprises that are using techniques to attack on fraud are also using the same techniques to attack on cyber. And so as we see these two worlds kind of connect and bridge together, fraud is now becoming a first-class topic. It's becoming something that every CISO is now encumbered with and is beginning to own. And this is the area that Bolster is going after. We want to connect these two worlds, the worlds of cyber and fraud, create that single pane of glass, to help the CISOs, the security teams, understand and get signals of information that allow them to move their resources around in clever ways to get ahead of these attacks that are not just, you know, someone else's problem, a customer's problem, they're now an enterprise problem.
Right. Now, one of the things that I know a lot of our audience is probably thinking, how does Bolster help organizations actually find and eliminate the threats that exists outside those boundary, the walls that we're talking about? How do you guys actually do that? And also, how does AI play a role in identifying and taking down and taking care of some of those threats that are found?
Yeah, so both are like pretty relevant questions, especially the AI aspect. So I'll cover that second. The best way to think about what Bolster is we run a catch and kill campaign for our customers. So we go out and we monitor different channels. It's a web channel, an email channel, an app store channel, a social media channel. And we look for the exploitation of brand name, image, and likeness for our customers. And when we find it, we take it down. So we negotiate the takedown of that, you know, fraud with the infrastructure providers. So it could be a CDN, it could be a name host, it could be a social media platform or an app store platform. What we do is we use AI for two things. Number one, we use it for catching. So we train our models for intent, for logo and brand abuse, and we identify those things. And then we use AI to use agents to then manage the takedown process. That is a fairly complicated, arduous, almost semi-paralegal process of going back and forth with all these different hosting providers, Do we need to talk to like Cloudflare? Do we need to talk to a GoDaddy? Do we need to talk to a Google, right, to pull that down? Or do we need to talk to a Meta on that side? That process is now being moved into the AI world for us. It allows us to scale. And our job is to scale to the size of the AI-driven fraud market. And lucky for us, but unlucky for the industry, the AI-driven fraud market is exploding right now, and we're trying to match the size of that demand.
Right. And that's a huge thing too. Like you mentioned, the demand and it only getting bigger. One area that Bolster really focuses on is the brand security aspect that you mentioned earlier, right? We talk about fake login pages, fraud domains, social media scams. How big of a problem is brand impersonation today, and what's at stake for companies if they don't take that seriously?
Yeah, so if we go back and we look at it again in two different time frames, maybe 5 years ago and then today, I would say 5 years ago, it was a nice to solve problem. It was not top of mind. It was not traditionally owned by someone with a security mindset, being a CISO or someone in the CISO suite. Today, it's become a must solve problem. And customers are starting to demand it. It's becoming a weakness. On the brand, it's becoming a first-class topic in board meetings. It's becoming something that is a differentiator for customers when they become savvy enough to ask themselves, "Hey, why am I receiving all of these fake phishing emails from a brand that I trust and love, and they're not able to clean up their own house by preventing the abuse or the infringement of their brand?" So I would say it's difficult to quantify. Annabelle, like just what the size of the cyber fraud market is. My gut tells me that it's probably 10 times larger than it was just 2 years ago. And within 6 to 12 months, it'll again be 10 times larger based on the pure simplicity of executing these attacks with, AI-based tools that are in the hands of some very clever people.
Right. And that's critical too, because like you said, it's only going to continue growing. Now, this next question, I really want to hone in on the CISOs that are listening, those who have to report to board, kind of convince management, especially when they're juggling all these different kind of competing priorities. What's a good reason that these CISOs should push? Why should this external threat monitoring brand protection be at the top or near the top of their priority list? What's the business impact when it's overlooked? And what kind of things can they use to convince their board, their management, that this is a huge thing?
I would say that initially it impacts trust and the trustability of the brand. The challenge with the concept of trust is it's very difficult to quantify. What we've done recently, so at Cyber Defense Con last week in Orlando, we released Signals. Signals is a way for users of Bolster to identify and remediate the brand abuse, but also create very sophisticated, intricate reports that show the abuse on the brand, how that brand is being attacked, and the remediation that Bolster is providing to reduce that attack surface that's evolving. So what we found was there's two kinds of personas. There's the buyer, and then there's the user. For a long time, the traditional tools were providing street level data to the user of the platform when it came to brand protection. We've pulled back and we've moved up to satellite level data that we can provide not just to the user of the product, but also to the buyer. Many times the CISO is not the user unless it's a smaller company. The CISO really needs to get some sort of reporting, out of it where they can take that to their board, or they can take a look at it and say, "Hey, I need to increase my budget here because I'm starting to see seasonality or a wave of attacks on my brand." And those are, kind of the two ways that we like to position it when it comes to informing and educating, which is, this is the street level data. These are the types of attacks we're seeing. These are the takedowns that we've done at the street level. But if we pull back to the satellite view, what does it look like geographically? What does it look like temporally? What does it look like from an attack type perspective, when someone kind of goes through and identifies techniques and tools that are being used to target the customer? And frankly, Annabelle, the problem is so top of mind for everybody that, like, as I spoke about earlier, it just can't be swept under the rug anymore, and it has to be dealt with in a mature way.
Right. And one of the things too with that is, as you're saying, like we can't continue to keep ignoring it, especially all these different organizations. They need to respond and quite frankly deal with it. And especially since that's a lot of what people are calling for at this point. Now, how is Bolster different than any other solution that's out there, especially as these organizations are looking of, okay, what's the best way to tackle this huge threat that they're now have to handle?
If we get back to one of your initial questions, which is how does Bolster utilize AI? One of the number one things that you need for AI is you need a good data set. We have over 7 years of fraud data that we found, coupled with some of the most sophisticated algorithms in the world. So we are AI, model or large language model agnostic. So we can pick and choose the right large language model, small language model, that is, best suited for the target space that we're going after. So if you couple with the large amount of data, we have a very sophisticated set of algorithms that we can use, and some of the best interfaces, I think, in the world when it comes to surfacing large sets of data, making that data easy to understand, easy to consume, and easy to present to a leadership team, and easy to action. I think, all of that kind of goes into, a combination of what I think makes Bolster the number one tool in the world for this.
Right. And that's a huge part that I want to highlight as well is that you also, earlier you mentioned the constant evolution and the constant increase and these attack surfaces and they keep evolving, especially with the higher use of AI coming out and everything like that. As these attack surfaces continue to evolve, especially, right, we're seeing more AI generated content, deep fakes, decentralized platforms. How do you see the next frontier of brand security shaping up? What should organizations continue and look forward in the future to be aware of?
The way I look at brand security is it's almost an antibody system that needs to be, purchased in order to sanitize your brand. I think it's going to become something that is standard rather than unique. I think that, today I would guess that maybe 10 or 20% of the companies out there might use some sort of brand protection. My guess is that, especially for the B2C space, that's going to turn into 80 to 90% because the expectations from the consumer are going to start to match the pain that they're seeing. And they're tired. Frankly, they're tired of seeing these phishing emails, the SMS phishing, the fake websites that they stumble across, the fake ads. All of these things are turning into the wild, wild west. And it's now the brand's responsibility to fix it. A really good analogy I got a couple years ago when it comes to like the job of a CISO is in many ways they're almost a hospital administrator. They're not an expert at surgery, but they know they need surgeons. They're not an expert at with how an MRI machine works, but they know they need MRIs. In some ways, we're now introducing a new thing that a CISO needs to be aware of, but not necessarily an expert on, which is how do you protect that attack surface that is the brand, the new moving attack surface. It's not the firewall anymore. It's not the endpoint. It is the brand. And we need to that, this is starting to become just a daily problem that they will begin to solve, and it's going to become part of the toolbox as it evolves.
Right. And I love that too, because one of the huge things, especially as we think about cybersecurity, right? A lot of people think about the technical side of it, the firewalls, the DLPs, those type of things. But usually we don't associate like brand identity or those kind of things with cybersecurity or anything related to that. So I love that Bolster is really targeting on something that a lot of organizations are overlooking and continue to overlook. But I just want to say, like, what is the one thing, if you want the audience to take away one thing from this whole discussion, what's one thing you'd like to share with them?
I would say that the problem is only getting worse. The large language model makers know that their tools are fantastic at creating fraud. They're doing almost nothing to prevent it. And those fraud weapons are being pointed straight at the consumer, and they're using the brands of well, loved companies, as the platform. So this is no longer a tomorrow problem. It's squarely today. Bolster is, designing cutting-edge tools to get ahead of this. Our job and our goal is to move from telling you what happened yesterday to trying to predict what will happen tomorrow. That's based on all of these different signals that we're pulling out when it comes to brand monitoring for our hundreds of customers. As we get more and more data, our tools are going to get stronger and stronger, and we will be able to provide better and better security, remediation, and protection for those brands that are effectively the face of these companies.
Right. I love that Bolster continues to be at the forefront of all of these different threats that they're seeing. Rod, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your insights. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
I don't think so. I think Look, we just released Signals last week. We're super excited to get in front of as many people as possible. And if there's, something that we can do for you, if you're having abuse, through web, through email, through social media, through App Store, we would love to have a conversation with you and understand your needs and see if we can help protect something that you've been spending years to, create, which is your brand, that can be destroyed within, a question of weeks at this point.
Right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Bolster AI is helping enterprises defend their brands beyond where they're vulnerable, beyond the firewall. To learn more about Bolster and how they're helping organizations defend their brand, their digital presence, visit bolster.ai. That is bolster.ai. Rod, thank you so much for joining me today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion and my good friend, Annabelle Thomas.